I rise today, Mr. President, to offer a few words and remarks about a friend and former colleague, Senator Leonard Bodak, who passed away last week. And our thoughts and our prayers are with Senator Bodak's family. Senator Bodak served with many of us here in this chamber, and his presence in this chamber and in our lives left an indelible imprint. Senator Bodak was an old-time politician who prospered in retail politics. He was far more comfortable away from the limelight and the neighborhoods of the city of Pittsburgh. And throughout his career, Senator Bodak was a tireless advocate for the city of Pittsburgh, and particularly the Lawrenceville section of Pittsburgh, as well as Allegheny County in southwestern Pennsylvania. Senator Bodak served in the Marine Corps, I think as many of us knew, and his personal style and his political style reflected his training. Just like a Marine, Senator Bodak never retreated. He was always moving forward, boring in, and holding firm. He knew where he was going, and he knew how he was going to reach his objectives without regard to the challenges or the obstacles that were before him. He was confident and ensured that his leadership skills and his style were put to use on many very difficult issues here in this chamber. He was sharp and he was direct, but he always with a purpose. He was extraordinarily comfortable in the rough and tumble political fights in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, but also here in Harrisburg. On local matters, Senator Bodak was very much involved in the reform of the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County governments, and was a full participant in the twists and turns of the legislation that took place here in Harrisburg. He immersed himself into the politics associated with the Allegheny County Regional Asset District Tax and many legislative fights involving the construction of the new stadiums in the city of Pittsburgh. And Senator Bodak never sought out the notoriety, but he never shied away from getting engaged and involved in highly controversial issues. Inside Leonard's tough exterior and his political persona was a man who was chock full of compassion and care. His political and personal roots were buried deep in his Lawrenceville neighborhood, as I mentioned, and there was never a point where he forgot who he was or where he came from. He was very, very close to the communities and the municipalities that he represented and served well with distinction. He was heavily involved in political issues during this time in the Senate, and he was an active voice, a strong active voice for labor and for working men and women across this Commonwealth. In his early years here in the Senate, Leonard Bodak was relentless on taking on our utilities. In fact, he led the success in the battles against high electric rates and engineered a very significant win for consumers in Pennsylvania courts when they handed down a decision concerning the phantom tax that utility companies used to collect that they no longer collect today. In the latter part of Senator Bodak's career, he was a champion against banks and the ATM surcharges, the surcharge fees, and for restructuring also unemployment compensation debt workers and businesses could use to avoid making additional payments. He served also for years as a Democratic whip in our Senate Democratic leadership team, along with many of our colleagues who are still here today. In addition to his work here in the Senate, he also served as the Allegheny County Democratic chairman and was very active in a significant number of political activities. My colleagues, Leonard Bodak was a transitional figure in the Senate and in Allegheny County politics. Our thoughts go out to his family, his colleagues, and all of his friends as they mourn his passing. Thank you, Mr. President.